Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
Just to remind us why this chapter elaborates in this, in the first six chapters we have learned to just understand how I got to be where I am, that I am the product of my actions. Whatever the actions I have performed in the past has molded me into who I am. My body, my mind, my intellect is basically the product of my actions. If I had been eating unhealthy food, my body is unhealthy, that we know. If I'm thinking unhealthy thoughts, my mind will be unhealthy. So the same way, we came to know in this sixth chapter a very simple formula that karmas are binding. In other words, the karmas has the actions and reactions, and it continues. My actions are reacted by the world, and that becomes my responsibility, become my new actions. This experience leaves impression in my mind, which become tendency. The tendency creates desires. The desires create more actions, and the cycle continues. Then he says, the only thing which can liberate me is the selfless actions. Selfless actions literally means that I start not identifying as the actor with the ego, identifying with something higher than that. And then the whole segment of that six chapters, which we have seen, is the elaboration on that Mahavakya Tattvamasi, that Tvam is the elaboration of six chapters, ended in meditation. And say the goal is to get out of this identification with the self by meditating upon your higher self. While you're doing that and performing these actions, you will be acting in a selfless manner. You will not be incurring any more impressions, any more bondages. But then we have to now understand who to meditate upon and why. Now the six chapters which we are discussing, seven onwards, describing who to meditate upon, that which is beyond my perceptions, my understanding, who is me. So this chapter basically elaborates into who is that imperishable Brahman, imperishable self, which yourself is just part of it. Yourself and that self are no two different selves, but you right now are not aware of that. So right now, my goal right now is to make myself happy here. And I think that I have a limited life and a limited goal to achieve. If I do this, if I have the enough retirement money, I'm done. Then I'll be happy. This chapter elaborates into the larger goal and says, your this life is nothing but a flash in the pan. Your existence is eternal. Therefore, we talked about the Brahma's day and night. That this unmanifest me comes into manifestation whenever there is a conducive environment. This unmanifest or manifest, my existence remain the same. And I continue to keep coming back and forth. How long? Infinity. So what is the shelf life of my actions? Infinite. It doesn't develop like this thing happens, things change, everything is forgotten, now all actions are gone. He said, no, this will continue for eons to come. Brahma's one day is thousand aeon. And thousand aeons, and Sid again can remind you if you want how many.
Thousand Mahayugas is 4.32 billion years.
4.32 billion years. So with this, your cycles of actions and reactions, you can at least guarantee that 4.3 billion years you will be continuing in that cycle. They say, okay, but don't think that even then that's an end of your cycle. Even when it goes to its unmanifest, it remains as unmanifest. At the another cycle, it comes back exactly wherever you left off. As I said last time, that unmanifest Gita lecturer and me, what happens to it during the weekdays? Is there, unmanifest. He just manifests on Sunday morning. What happens to the unmanifest architect in me right now? He's there. It just unmanifest. He will manifest on Monday morning. How long it will continue? As long as I am aware of it. As long as I am alive. So this goal of me making happy in this life, Bhagavan says, is inadequate. Therefore we have said that doing good is not good enough. Because doing good is just pushing the cycle of doing good. I keep coming back. Therefore, the prescription we have seen is that identify with the Supreme Self, and there you will be liberated from the cycles of birth and death. So the paths now given, well, we have seen the technique, which is meditation, which is to detach myself from this ego and attach myself to the Supreme, that Supreme which is beyond all unmanifest. Because as I have said, we have now understood that as unmanifest, either I am existing as unmanifest or exist as manifest. My unmanifest is nothing but my thoughts and my ideas and my identifications. I then become manifest. So I know my manifest self, I also know my unmanifest self. Bhagavan says there is a higher unmanifest which supports the both. This unmanifest identification of mine as the father, mother, architect, husband, lecturer, listener, that's supported by another unmanifest, which is higher than all the unmanifest that I can think of about myself, which is my own self, the consciousness, which supports this all other unmanifest and manifest. So identify with that supreme unmanifest, and you will be liberated from all these sorrows. So the last three verses which we have seen, which is verse 22, 23 and 24, elaborates the paths. Purusaha sa paraha partha bhaktya labhastu ananyaya yastyantas tani bhutani enam enam sarvam idam tatam. The highest Purusa, you know, is unattainable by unswerving devotion in Him alone. As long as I remain divided, I want to be happy. Oh Bhagavan, make me happy. Now there are two. You see, I love God, but I loving God are two different entities. Unswerving devotion is complete identification. Everything else becomes secondary. He said, within whom the beings dwell, by whom all this is pervaded. That self in which myself resides, that self which is pervading everywhere, as we have seen this analogy, space pervades everything. The houses exist in it, the cars exist in it. House may go away, car may move around, but space remains where it is. I seem to perceive the space within the house, within the car, but truly it is the space which is all pervading. Others are just the superimposition of that. I have that clear understanding without any doubt that myself is that which is always existing, all pervading. All my other unmanifest ideas about who I am are superimposed in it. And he says, such a person achieve that state. Yatra kale tu anavruttim avruttim chaiva yoginaha Prayata Yanti Tam Kalam Vakshyami Bharata Shabha. Each one of us is trying actually to liberate ourselves from our sorrows. But depending on where I think my happiness lies, that's where I'm going to come to return in the end. I'll give you an example that when we were in 60s and early 70s, my generation wanted to leave India and come for a higher education here. Now, those who have the factories there, or mill owners' sons, you know, or the political, you know, dynasties' children, they come here and go back. Because that's where they have seen their happiness is. They were just here to achieve more punya, so they can get more there. And there were people like me who have nothing to look back upon back there. There also I'm going to work for somebody. Here also I'm going to work for somebody. I might as well hang around here where I have better chances to progress. So all of us are trying, but we go back to where I think my happiness is. So all the seeker who are striving will have two paths. One path will go and come back. Other path is go and continue going up. He said, I will explain to you both the paths. Both seekers are sincere. Both seekers have the same goal of liberating himself or herself from limitations. However, wherever I found that my happiness is, my ultimate goal is, that's where I am going to end up. We have a common friend, Dan and I, who is Rahul Gandhi's classmate here in the United States. So obviously he goes to India, not Rahul Gandhi. In his school, there are all these sons and daughters of high people from India. You know, Chief Justice's daughter, Rahul Gandhi, all these people just came here, went back. They have the political dynasty there, something there. Some of us are already here. We never went back, you know. Now, they also came here to study or whatever the betterment. We also came here for the same. But our realm of happiness were two different realms. So Bhagavan said that there are two paths. People will come to this path to return. People will come to this path to liberate from this state of existence. As we see, either I'm unmanifest or manifest, but I remain existing for eons to come. And even after the eons to come, I go to unmanifest and come back all over again. So the last verse which we have seen is Agnihi Jyotihi Ahaha Shuklaha Shanmasa Uttarayanam. First path. First path, he says, is the path of Agnihi. Agnihi, fire. That which burns everything. With this fire I have burned my ignorance about myself. The path of Agni. Jyotihi, the light. I have attained the light of knowledge. Burning my ignorance in the light of knowledge, I became ahaha in the daytime, awakened. We associate daytime to what? Awakening. Nighttime, sleeping. Nighttime is tamas. Daytime is sattva. I'm aware of everything. By the fire of knowledge, I awakened myself to who I am. Shuklaha, bright. Brightness, what do we say? One who understands, one who knows everything is bright. Shanmasa Uttarayanam. This half of our cycles, as we understand, what, 1 year to year, the whole year, I'm going to go through the whole, the Happy New Year again, the start all over again. So, therefore, see, the cycles we are going through, half of it leads me to one path, other leads to other path. Therefore, we associate with 6 minds, because they're the half of the year. Uttarayanam, it is the path of northern journey. When you see any map, where is the north arrow? Up. We associate that as higher. Why? That is the sun when moves from whatever the solstice to north, Uttarayan, which is where they, on 14th of January, kite flying, because the sun will be higher in the sky. So Bhagavan said, these are basically the path which leads you to higher. And therefore, tatra prayata gacchanti brahma brahma vido janaha. Path of this knowledge, brightness, upward journey, when followed by a Brahmavid, one who has understood who Brahman is, one who has understood that this limited self is just ego, which is bound by my identification and has a very limited control. But one who knows that that who is all-pervading, Brahman, Brahmavid, he knows Brahman, he says, tatra prayata gacchante. But following this path, he will achieve the state of Brahman. In other words, become one with that. A ocean wave rising and falling, but rising with that understanding, I'm not nothing but water. And falling with the understanding, I'm nothing but water, will merge with the ocean water. And that's where we will stop here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.